ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yishaya Fine. Maseches Bechoros is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Bechoros Daf Tezvav will begin the shiur with the bottom of Yudalad Amud Beis. The Gemara is Mevar the Mishnah that's Mechalik. If there's a Kedushas Aguf or a Kedushas Damim, what's the Aloch if the animal dies? The Reisha says of the Mishnah Daf Yudalad says that when you have a Kedushas Damim, in Mesu, if to have skidim muman like deshan, the aloch is in Mesu, you still could be poidah. And in the Seifa, when it has a kedusha saguf, in Mesu, yikbru. Zok the Gemara, because in the ratio which has a kedusha as damim lemizbeach, you do not need hamada v'arocha. And in the Seifa, which has a kedusha saguf lemizbeach, you do need hamada v'arocha. The Gemara says that our mission is Reb Shimon that holds that a kedusha as damim lemizbeach does not need hamada v'arocha. And a Kedushas Aguf L'Mizbeach does need Hamada V'Harachas. The Gemara in the beginning of Tesvav Amud Aleph, the Gemara suggests, how do you know that it's Reb Shimon? Maybe even Kedushas Aguf L'Mizbeach does not need Hamada V'Harachas. Why in the Sefer is it a Mesu Yikbru? Suggests the Gemara, because Ein Poidin Asakotshim L'Hachilon L'Klovim. Once it dies, a person can't eat from it, and only a Kelev can eat from it, and you can't make a Pidyon on Kotshim to be Meichelet L'Klovim. The Gemara falls off from this pshat. The Gemara says, if that would have been the case, the Mishnah should have said, im nitrifu yikavru. Once it becomes a treifa, a person can't eat from it, only a kelev, and then he can't be poided anymore, needs a kfura. Must be that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah does not hold of ein poidin esachkotchim lachilim leklovim. Now, lemaskana, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah, but there was such a havamina. The Gemara, the havamina, that pshat in the Mishnah is, in the sefer that has a kedusha saguf, Imesu yikpru because ain't poidin asakotchim lachilam leklovim. Zok the Shar Hamelach, and even so, in the Reisha, you could be poided. We see from here a Moir de Gezach. We see from here that even if the aloch is that you can't be poid the kotchim in order to be meichelet leklovim, still the aloch is a kedushas damim lemizbeach, you could be poid the lakdishin leklovim only. A kedushas haguf as the aloch of ein poidin esakotchim lachilim leklovim. Shar Melech Yisurim Mizbeach Parak Aleph says that a kedushas damim lemizbeach does not apply this halacha of ein poidin esakotchim lachilim leklovim. And he says that he quotes a taisvis in Psachim Daf Chav Tes. Taisvis says that kedushas damim lemizbeach doesn't have the din of ein poidin esakotchim lachilim leklovim. Zok Taisvis Kemavur in Parak Sheni de Bechoros. Now, Taisvis doesn't specify which Gemara it's from. Shar Melech is Mevar, it's Mevur from our Gemara. The Kavan of Taisvis, it's from our Havamina, that the Seifa is Ein Poidin Es HaKotshim, Achilim Leklovim, and Afilu Hachi in the Reisha, which has a Kedushas Damim. You could be Poida, we see that Kedushas Damim, Lemizbeach, has a Pidyon. Now, it's interesting that Rashi on the Mishnah, on Daf Yudalid, Rashi says, what's the Chiddush of the Reisha? In Mesu Yiftu. So like Rashi, first of all, you could be Poyde Lachilim Leklovim. Visu Kamash Malon Degari Mikotchim She'ein Niftim Elo Chayim. And over here, you could be Poyde even without Hamad of Aruch. So Rashi says the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you could be Poyde Lachilim Leklovim. So L'chayra, this is Muskim. This is not Tali in the Machloikis if in Poyde Nesakotchim Lachilim Leklovim. If you look carefully from Rashi, Rashi says that you could be poid lachilim leklovim de ein kedushasam chamura. So that gufa is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Ein kedushasam chamura, Rashi means to say that even if there's a halach of ein poidin esakotchim lachilim leklovim, but a kedushas damim, which is not a kedusha chamura, there you could be poid lachilim leklovim. L'chay Rashi meant to say, even in the Havamina, that there is a din of ein poidin esakotchim lachilim leklovim, that our Mishnah holds ein poidin esakotchim lachilim leklovim, that does not apply to Kedushas Damim because it doesn't have a Kedusha Chamura. Moving along, the Gemara's Mevar on the bottom of the Amud that the Pasuk of Psulei Mukdashim, Rak Es Damai Loi Seichal, is referring really to Chelev. The Gemara says that Dam doesn't need a Pasuk, that the Dam of Psulei Mukdashim is Aser and it has a Karis, because even if it will be like a Tzvi and an Ayol, the dam of a tzvien anayol also is like every dam which has a chiv of which is aser. Zok the Gemara, the pasuk is coming for chelev. You would have thought, even though chelev of a psulei mukdashim is aser, you would have thought that it's Ahani Krov, Ahani Akesha. You would have thought that the Pasuk is Asering the Chelev of a Psulei Mukdashim, but Lamaisa was Hukash to Tzvi and Ayo, that there's no Karis. That's why the Torah says that Chelev is Asur in a Lashon of Dam, to teach you Chelev is like Dam. It's in Gansen Asur, there's a Chi of Karis as well. Tosfos is Ma'ira Kasha, that it's Mavur from this Gemara by Chelev, without an extra Pasuk, without the fact that we called it Dam, without the fact that we said it's like Dam. Chelev, we would say it's Asur, the Torah Asur it, but it didn't Asur it in Gansen. It Asur it with a new Issa, which is not as Chama, we would have thought, as the Chelev of a regular behemoth, like a Tzvi and an Ayol. Fractasis, why is this any different than Giza and Avoida of Psule Mukdashim? The Gemara Darshan's Giza of Psule Mukdashim is Asur, because Tizbach v'loy Taguz, that there's an Issa of Psule Mukdashim, and we say that it's not just a new Issa which is not alav. We say it goes back, it's a Hadre Kra, to the Issa of Giza and Avoid of all Kachim, just like all Kachim have Malkus for Giza and Avoid that's alav. So to Psulim Kedoshim, the Torah says Tizbach, which is Megala, that it was a Hadre Kra le'isura. The Gemara, the Torah says, quotes the Braisa on the end of the blot, which says clearly that Psulei Mukdashim with Giza and Avoid to get Malkus. It's a Hadre Kra in Gansen to the Isser. It's not just we don't say that the fact that it has a Hekesh of Tzvi and Ayol teaches you that it's not entirely a full lav of Giza and Avoid. The Fractais is Maishna. What's the difference, Chelev, that we would have said that even though the Torah assered it, it would not have the full Isser? And Giza and Avoida, which does not require a Giloy, and we say right away that once the Torah asked the Giza and Avoida, the Torah was a Hadre to say that it has the full-fledged Isser Giza and Avoida. And Taisus is not, doesn't explain. Taisus says, Tzarech Lechalik, you have to be Mechalik, that Legabi Chelev there, the Svar would have been that we're not returning it to the full Isser Chelev, we needed a special Giloy. And by the Isser of Giza and Avoida, the Svar is that the Pasuk is returning it to the full Isser. Taisus Tzarech Lechalik, and the Shita Mekubetza says, Tu Mahalchem. The Shita Mekubetza quotes from the Tosfos Chitzonis that there's a chilek, that by Chelev, the Torah wrote on a lav. The Torah said, don't eat Chelev. So you would have thought it's a new lav. You would have thought that not the pshat, that the Torah returned it to its original Isser, to the full-fledged Isser, the Torah created a new lav, and this lav doesn't have karis. Mashenkin by Tizbach, the Torah didn't say, don't do Giza. The Torah said, Tizbach, do Tizbach. It's mashma from that Viloy Sagus. So since it's not mashma, it was coming to say a new Isser. It was just being megala to us that the only thing to do is Tizbach. And Legabe Giza, it remains in the old Isser. So if the Torah gave a new lav, so then the new lav, we would say, is not the oldest. So we would have said it's a new lav, and there's no cars. Mashain came by Giza, the Torah didn't say a new lav. The Torah was just megala, Tizbach, and from that it's mashma Viloy Sagus. That returns it to the original Isser. The Shita Mekubetzas quotes another Pshat, B'Shem Derosh, which I think is an important Yesod in Psulei HaMukdashim. The Shita Mekubetzas says from Derosh that over there, by the Isser of Giza and Avoida, it's different, because the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Gzeiras HaKosav was Tizbach Veloy Tizbach. And the Pasuk of Tizbach is teaching you that the Shita Mekubetzas, that the Shechita is what's matter. Tizbach, Shechter, and with the Shechita, it's matter. If you didn't do the Shechita, then it remains in its original Kedusha. And Memelet has the Isser Giza of Avoida of Kodshim. Zok the Shita Mekubetzas, L'chor, we see from here Alamdus, we see from here Yesoid, that it's the Psulei HaMukdashim is in a situation that the Shechita could be matir, but you need the Shechita to create that heter. Until the Shechita, it remains in the original Issa, and that's how we know, says the Shita Mekubetzas, that the Isser that's here is not a new Isser, it's the Isser of Kachim, and therefore you get Malkus and like a regular Kachim. Moving along, the Bumar on the bottom of the Amud Darshins brings down actually a Machloikas HaTanam in the Braisa, there's a bit of Ein Poidin HaKodshim LaChilam LeKlovim. So the first man, the Amar, that the Gemara brings down on the bottom of the Amud,
that we darshan from the psukim of Tizbach v'legiza, basav v'lecholav, and then we darshan a third drasha by psulim ukdashim v'achalt of v'leklav. V'acha mikan she'ein poidin es akodshim l'achilam l'klavim. Now, l'gabi this halach of ein poidin es akodshim l'achilam l'klavim, the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Mem Aleph, he says that the lashon of the Gemara is not really meduyik. The lashon of the Gemara is ein poidin es akodshim l'achilam l'klavim. You can't be poidin the kodshim. Zok the Menchas Chinuch, the din is not a din in the pidyon. The halach is not halach in pidyon how you could be poidin if you poidin for the achilah of Adam or you poidin for the achilah of the klavim. The halach is in psulei hamukdashim is that it's not nech al klavim. Tizbach v'achalta. It's for the achalta, for the achilah. And v'loi l'klavecha, the kodshim has a din, not to have achilas klavim. So really, you could be poidit. There's no such halach, you can't be poidit for the klavim, zok the Menchas Chinuch. The halach is it can't be nech al klavim. What won't help the pidyon? And he says that's really what the Gemara meant. You can't be poidah l'achila klavim because you can't be machalat l'klavim. It's not halach in the pidyon, it's halach in the achila. It's halach in the psula mukdashim. It needs an achila and it can't have a din of achilas klavim. And the lashon of the Gemara is a little bit not meduyik. It's lav dafka, says the Menchas Chinuch. Now the truth is that this is the Menchas Chinuch assumes. That's taka the pashtus. The Gemara has a drasha of v'achalta v'loy l'klavecha, that it's halacha, you can't give the psula hamukdashim for the klavim, but Rebbe Zalman says that the lashon Gemara is meduyik. Rebbe Zalman learned that since the Gemara says ein poidin, there's halacha in the pidyon. There's halacha in the pidyon. Now it could be Rebbe Zalman is moidet, let's say a case that you already poided at a good pidyon. Now it could be there is a halacha v'loy l'klavecha. But this halacha v'loy l'klavecha affects the pidyon, Dr. Rebbe Zalman. The din in psulei hamukdashim is that it's v'achalta v'loy l'klavecha, and therefore the pidyon is not a good pidyon. A psulei hamukdashim, which the only thing to do with it is to give it to the klavim, there's a din in the pidyon that you can't. So you say this to the gemachlokes nachrein in the Menchas Chinuch, and Rebbe Zalman had to learn this halacha that the gemara says of ein poidin es hakodshim l'achilam l'klavim. They both agree that the ikar halacha when you have a psulei hamukdashim, you can't give it to klavim. When it's a treifa, when it's not really a mesa, if it has a misa without a shchita, and it's only negeh for the klavim, they both agree that you can't give it to the klavim. Now the shaila is the Menchas Chinuch says the pidyon will work, lemaisa will have a pidyon, the kedusha has a pidyon, and you still can't give it to the klavim. And Rebbe Zalman says the lashon of the Gemara is meduyik that in poidin es hakodshim la'achilam l'klavim that you can't. It won't be nitvas the pidyon. It's a psul in the pidyon. The pidyon has to be v'achalta v'loy l'klavecha. There's another important machloikas, an important nidin that the Menchas Chinuch quotes. The Gemara says, "Ein poidin es hakodshim l'achilam l'klavim." Now, what about shar hanois? Let's say you want to use it as a fuel. You want to use it as firewood in the oven. Are you allowed to use psulei hamukdashim to get hana besides for achila? So there seems to be a machloikas in Tosfos about this, the Menchas Chinuch quotes. Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis says that just like you can't be poida as a kodshim l'achilam l'klavim, hu hadin, you can't be poida kodshim for shar hanois. You could only be poida kodshim, which is roi l'achilas adam, you can't be poida kodshim l'shar hanois. And Tosfos in Psachim brings a stark araya from the sugya before, from the sugya on the top of the Amud. The sugya on the top of the Amud said it could be pshat in the Mishnah. Why? In the Seifa, you can't be poida mesu yikbru. The Gemara says it could be the pshat why mesu yikbru is not because in the Seifa by kidim hakdesh on the mumon, you have a kedusha saguf. The Gemara says it could be pshat is not because in his hamad of aracha, but the pshat is because ain't poida nesakotchim lachilim laklavim. The Gemara was madche just that imkain it should have said who hadin if it became a treifa. Zok the Tosfos. What was the Havamina? Let's say you can't be paid the lachilim l'klavim. But why should that be a reason why it should be yikbru? Yikbru is only something which is asr b'hana, something which doesn't have hana at all, is ton kfura. Frek Tosfos, if it's mutter b'shar hanois, if you can use them psulei mukdashim to get hana, to be masaka tachas tavshiloi, so it shouldn't be yikbru. It shouldn't be yikbru. The Gemara should have said it's not a valid pshat to say paid the nesakotchim lachilim l'klavim. Because it's roi l'shar hanois. Zok Tosfos, you see from the fact the Gemara says that a possible pshat and why it's tong kvura is because ein poidin as hakodshim l'achilam l'klavim. Zok Tosfos, you see that you can't be poid the kodshim for shar hanois. The only thing you could be paidit for is achila, and therefore if it's mesa, if the animal dies without a shchita, it's yikburu. You have to be kaiver because there's no option to have other hanois. That's taisis shita in Psachim daf chav tes. There's a different taisis in Bava Kama on daf nun gimel. Taisis over there says that no, the din of the gemara is bedafka. V'chalt of leil klavach is only a halacha. It's only a miut in achilas klavim. You can't give it to your kelim. But shar hanois is mutter. Taisis says shar hanois is mutter. Taisis in Bava Kama brings a raya from the gemara in Psachim that the gemara in Psachim says that if ain poidin es hakodshim la'achilam leklavim, the Gemara says teichadvarim that it's shayich to have a meila. Zok Taisvis, if it wouldn't be roy for any hana, then just like that, then it shouldn't be shayich meila at all. Something which is aser b'hana doesn't have any meila. And if the Gemara says it's shayich meila, Zok Taisvis, it must be shayich to have shar hanois. And when the Gemara says in poiden es hakodshim la'achil meklavim leklavim is davka, but shar hanois you could have from Psulim Gdashim. It comes out of Machloikas. Taisvis in Psachim says that Shar Hanois are Aser by Psulim Gdashim, just like Achilas Klavim is Aser. And Taisvis in Bava Kama says that Shar Hanois are Mutter. I want to also mention an important Yesoid from Taisvis in Zvachim Daf Ein Aleph about Ein Poidin, about this halach of Ein Poidin as a Kachim Lachilim Laklavim. The Mishnah says in the 8th Parak, in Parak HaTaruvas, if you have a Trefas Nisariv together with other Karbonis, it says Yiru Atchei Yistavu, you have to wait till they get a mum and be paid to them. Taisis Ma'ayur, when you have a treifa getting mixed up with the karbanis, so you're going to be paid to them. Nobody's going to be allowed to eat any of these animals because it's a treifa. So what are you going to do with it? A treifa, like Alf Tashluchonai, so you're going to give it to a kelab. What happened with Ein Paidin Es Akachim La'achilim L'klavim? Taisis has an important yisoy that this halach of Ein Paidin Es Akachim La'achilim L'klavim, which we mentioned, even if there's a pidyon, but the animal can't have an achila leklavim, there's nirvachalt, and you can't give it to a kelav. Zok Taisvis, that's only when the animal, when the carbon that you were poida is roi only lekelav. So we say, no, you can't be machil at leklavim. Zok Taisvis, if it's roi leadam, just for whatever reason, you're not giving it to Adam. You have a taruves, you have a mixture, so you don't know which one is the treifus, so you're not eating it. Then you're allowed to give it to a kelav. A big chiddush. It sounds like even counterintuitive, but Zok Taisvis says drasha. The din of achalt of leil klavacha is an animal, a carbon, which is ro'i l'achil. You have to be paid for achil, and you can't give it if it's only for a kelev. You can't be paid and give it to a kelev. But if it is ro'i l'achil as adam, then you could even give it to a kelev. So ma'ir d'gakula, you have a trade for that was in the sa'ar with other kabbanis, you can be paid to them and give them to a kelev, even though they're kachim. It's not a din all kachim you're not allowed to give to a kelev. Kelev, which a person would theoretically be allowed to eat, he's allowed to give to kelev. It's only like an hour sugu where you have that it died, or it's a treifa. The kachim itself is a treifa, and the kachim itself is not roi l'achilas adam. In that case, you can't give it to a kelev. There's an important yesoid. The Brisker Rav in a sefer on page nun hey, he quotes from his brother of Moshe, the yesoid in psulei hamukdashim. Pashup Shap Sule Mukdashim, there's an Isser Giz of Avoida. There's an Isser Giz of Avoida. It's Mutta Bachil and it's also be Giz of Avoida. The reason why it needs Shchita is like every Behema is only Mutta Bachila with Shchita. The Shchita takes off the Isser Nevela, prevents it from becoming a Nevela, takes off the Isser Nezvuach. Pashup Shat, the Shchita by Psule Mukdashim is the same Shchita as a Shchita Schulen, which is being matted the Basa Bachila. In Machalas Asuris. The Brisker Rav brings down this Yisoid, he's Medaike from the Rambam, that the Isser Kodesh, every Kodesh besides for this Gizva Voida, besides for this Isser Mila, there's an Isser Kodesh, Kodshim is Aser Bahana. The Brisker Rav says that by Psulei Hamukdashim, even after the Pidyon, the Isser Kodesh remains, and it's the Shechita which takes off the Isser Kodesh. The Shechita is Matir. The Isser Kodesh. It comes out, it's not just an Isser of Gizav Avoida on this behemoth of Psulei Mukdashim, but the Dinam of Kedusha Lagabi, the Isser Hano, remains after the Pidyon until it has a Shechita. The Brisker Rav is Medaike from a few Rambams, the Rambam in Perak Aleph from Hilchas Me'ila Alocha Tes. The Rambam says, V'arehi be'isura ad sheti shachit. It remains in its Isser until the Shechita. There's another Rambam in Perak Gimel from Hilchas B'chayrus, Halacha Yud Aleph, The Rambam says that kol tzemer shenigzaz mimena, when you're goizes tzemer off of the psuei hamukdashim kshuchai, harei u'asibana, shu'oisei atzemer shenosham mimenu mechaim bi'isuroi oimed. The Rambam says that the iser of kodesh remains, and it's only the shechita which is matir the iser kodesh. It's a very important yesod by psuei hamukdashim. That when the Gemara says also begins of avoid, there's only mutter ba'achila. The yisoid adavar is not only is there iser gizav avoid, but there is an iser of kodesh after the pidyon. Even though they had a pidyon, there's an iser kodesh till the shechita is matir. Now there's a few horrors on this yisoid. One horror is that pashtus the Gemara on the bottom of the amud has two drushas. The Gemara's machlekes tanom, what the nature of the iser of gizav avoid. If you learn it out from tizbach v'lo giza or tizbach ein lcha beheter ela mishchita ve'elach. And l'chayra, this yisayit should be totally in the two drashas. The first drasha of the Gemara doesn't darshan that only gets a heter with the tizbach. The Gemara says tizbach is a miyot on giza. According to the second lashon, that ein lcha beheter ela mishazvicha ve'elach, which the Gemara says according to this Tana, your poydin es akotshim l'achilim l'klovim. So according to this shita, it's muvan ma'oid that the yisoid of this drasha is that the heter is a heter of shchita. Till the shchita, the isurim of the kodesh remain, and therefore it has an iser hana. The behem has the iser kodesh until you have the shchita. The shchita is matir, the iser kodesh. But according to the first drasha of the Gemara, Tizbach was just a mir on the giza. Pashup shat, we learn from here, there's an iser giza v'avoida, not that the shchita is being matir, the iser. And not only that, but the Rambam paskins, we paskin like the first Lashon. The Rambam Hilchas Yisur Mizbeach paskins Ein Poidin as Hakodshim Lachilam Leklovim. And according to this Drasha, the Gemara says Vachalta, Tizbach Vachalta, Tizbach Vlegiza, and Vachalta is Vle Leklovecha. And according to this Drasha, Lechayra, we don't see that you need the Zvicha to be matter the Issa Kodesh. This is Ha'ar number one. Ha'ara number two, the Brisk Rav himself in his stencils, in Zvachim, Daf Ayin Aleph, the Brisk Rav, he asks, according to the second Lashon itself, it's fair. The second Lashon of the Gemara says, Poidin es HaKadshim L'Achilam L'Klovim, that's talking about a Kadshim which was mace. There was no Shechita. The Kadshim was mace, and according to the second Lashon of the Gemara, we don't paskin like that, but according to the Tana, that holds Poidin es HaKadshim L'Achilam L'Klovim, he holds that a psulei hamukdashim, which is mace, you could be paid it to give it to klavim. Now that kodesh is not going to have a shechita to be matir, the iser kodesh. So even if there's no iser leklavim, we don't darshan from v'chalt of leil leklavecha. What's going to take off the iser kodesh? L'chay from these two ha'aris, we see pashtus that you don't need the shechita to be matir, the iser kodesh. You need a shechita like all chulin needs a shechita. But the iser kodesh, the pidyon itself takes off the iser kodesh. And we have here, Lamais, it's an important yesod of the Brisk Rav. He says it in the stencils in a few places and in a sefer, that by psulei hamukdashim, the shechita is a matter, it takes off the iser kodesh. So even though it's a shveri yesod, you say the first lashon, l'chay, the drush is mashma, not like that. And in the second lashon, the din of the Gemara seems to be not like that. The Gemara says that you could be paid l'achilim l'klavim, even though there's no shechita, that you see it's mutter ba'ana. But this is an important yesod. It's an important yesod that the shechita by kodshim, according to the Brisk Rav maintained, he's medayik from the Rambam, that the shechita is matir b'achila, takes off the iser kodesh. Moving along the Gemara is mevar the Mishnah, the ketah of the Mishnah of Lodon Asal Achar Pidyoinam. The Gemara explains we're talking about here psulei hamukdashim that was misaber before the pidyon. And the Leida was after the Pidyon. Zok the Gemara, what do you do with that Vlad? The Mishnah says the Vlad is Asus. There's a Machloikas. Rav Huna says, Koinsin l'kipa vein meisim. And Rav Chanina says, Samuch l'pidyoinam, your matvis, the Vlad, l'shem oisei zavach. Samuch the Pidyon of the mother, your matvis, the Vlad, l'shem oisei zavach. The Gemara is mevar the Shita of Rav Huna. Why does Rav Huna say koinsin l'kipa? Why does Rav Huna say that the Vlad has to be killed? And he says, because my Navid, what should you do? You want to be makrevit? It comes from a Kedusha Dechuya. You want to be paide? It's not olim to be typhus the pidyon. So therefore, Rav Huna said, the only Eitzah is to be koinsin l'kipa. vehein meis. Rashi explains, what does it mean, lo olam lemitzvas pidyon? Rashi says, because really, it was already yatzal l'chulin. It was already yatzal l'chulin when you were paid to the mother. And the isser is isser d'rabbanon. And therefore, it doesn't help to be paid. It has an isser, it's asser. And it doesn't help to make a pidyon, and therefore you have to kill the vlad. Rashi, in the hemshach of the sugi, Rashi is mevar, that when Reb Levi says that it was a gzeira shema yigadol mehem adorim, Rashi learns that that's the reason why the vlad, that's the explanation of the Mishnah, and the final pshat, the ikr pshat that Rashi says, the ikr pshat from his moira, was that Reb Levi is explaining the Mishnah, why is the vlad asur, it's a gzeira shema yigadol adorim. And based upon this gzeira, Vuna says that you have to kill the vlad. It's like olam lemitzvas pidyani. There's no din pidyan, and therefore the only eight, because it's already chulin, and the only eight is to kill it. And Rav Chanina says there's a different eight, so that you can be matvis at l'shem zavach samuch lepidyan iman. Now Rav Aaron is ma'ir that in the pshat of the Gemara Rashi is very shver mikama taimi. He says first of all, why did the Gemara say like olam lemitzvas pidyani? The Gemara should have said simply like Rashi says, that it's chulin and it's asa because of gzeira. What's the lashon of le'olam le'mitfas pidyonai? Second of all, Fechter Baron, why taka is it chulin? It's chulin because he's paid it. So we have, and once he's paid it, then he can't. It's an only asa d'rabbanon. He can't be paid it again to take off this d'rabbanon. So Fechter Baron, there's a pashta eitzah. Just don't be paid to the vlad. Be paid to the mother and don't be paid to the vlad. And when the vlad is born, you'll be paid to the vlad from its kedusha, and then it will be matter, the pidyon will be matter, b'achilo. So Rabbi Aaron is mevar the Rashi, it's a little bit of a doichak, but l'chayr, you need to say a pshat over here, these kashas are strong kashas, compelling questions. Rabbi Aaron is mevar that when the Gemara says, you can't be makriv because it has a kedusha d'chuya, and you can't be paidir because it has, it's le'olam mitzvahs pidyonai. The Gemara is telling us that the Vlad, there's one yesod that the Gemara is saying, that the Vlad has the dinim, it's nitpal to the mother. The Vlad, both in its kedusha and in its pidyon, is a tuffel to the mother. It doesn't have an independent status. It doesn't have an eigenet din zoktabar. The Vlad is the product of the mother. It gets the kedusha of the mother and it gets the pidyon of the mother. And Hagufa, when the Gemara was saying you can't be makir because it has a kedusha dechuya, that means it has the kedusha of the mother, and you can't be paid because it's like olim lemitzvas pidyon. It doesn't have its independent kedusha that it should have in its independent pidyon. The pidyon of the mother automatically works for the child. So Baron is explaining that the kash was, why didn't the Gemara just say it's chulin? The Gemara was saying it's chulin, but the Gemara is explaining the basis behind why it's chulin. It's chulin because it has the kedusha of the mother, and the pidyon of the mother automatically helps for it. So Dr. Baron, furthermore, that's why taka, it doesn't help just to be paid to the mother and not to vlad, because the pidyon will automatically affect the child, the pidyon of the mother will automatically take off the child's kedusha, and that's why the Gemara says it's not shaykh to do a pidyon after it's born. It already had the pidyon of its mother, and that's as the sugya continues. So why is it taka asr? It's asr because of the gzeir shem yigadol mehem adorim, and that isser will not help a pidyon to take off that isser. This is the shita of Rashi in the sugya. And the shita mekubetzas in the Hashmatas, he asks Akasha that Rashi learns the isser of Vladon, the isser of the Vlad, is asr midrabbanon, and that's the gzeir Hashem yigadol mehem adorim. Frek the shita mekubetzas, there's a Mishnah in Tmura and Daf Lamed Aleph, is mashma that it's asr midoraisa. The Mishnah is saying a chilek, and Daf Lamed Aleph, a chilek between Kodshim Mizbeach and other kachim, and it says kachim is beach achayiv and pigul noiser and tamei, and vladon is also laachar pidyonon. Zok the shita mekubetz as the iser of pigul noiser and tamei is avad and iser doyraisa. So it's mashma that when it says vladon also laachar pidyonon, after you're paid to the mother, the vlad is still aser. It's mashma that iser is also aser minatayra. So the shita argues on Rashi. And the Shita in our sugya says that the Vlad is asur la'achar pidyonim. So the Shita says in the name of the Ri, a pshat in our sugya deloy karashi. He says, what is Rav Huna and Rav Chanina's shita? Rav Huna's shita zakt the shita mekubetzas in the name of the Ri. Rav Huna holds b'haviyasan hen kedosh. Rav Huna holds that the pidyon of the mother doesn't work on the Vlad, and the Vlad remains kaddish. Zakt there for one of two reasons. The first reason is b'haviyasan hen kedosh. It's machlokes atanom. And Amiram, if b'haviyasan hen kedosh or b'me'iman hen kedosh, when does a Vlad kaddishim become kaddish? When it's born or in the me'iman? So Rav Huna held b'haviyasan hen kedosh, when the Vlad is born, b'haviyasan hen kedosh, that's when it becomes kaddish. Therefore, the pidyon of the mother doesn't work for the Vlad because the Vlad doesn't have a kedusha yet. So when the Vlad is born, it's born with a kedusha, and the kedusha never had a pidyon. Zok the shita mekubetzas, or you could say that Rav Huna held, even maybe b'me'iman hen kedosh, but so it already has a kedusha in the stomach of the mother. But the Vlad doesn't have a mum. Since the Vlad doesn't have a mum, the mother that has a mum, the pidyon works for the mother. The Vlad that doesn't have a mum, so therefore the pidyon doesn't work for the Vlad. Therefore, the Vlad remains with its kedusha for one of two reasons. Either because the Vlad didn't have a kedusha to begin with, because b'haviyasan hen kedosh, or because the Vlad doesn't have a pidyon because there's no mum. That's the shita of Rav Huna. And therefore, according to Rav Huna, the Isser is min ha-Torah. Rav Chanina argued, Rav Chanina said there's an oifen how to create a heter, because you can be matfisit l'shem oisei zavach. Zok t'shita mekubetzas, that Rav Chanina was arguing, he holds that min ha-Torah, the pidyon of the mother, works for the Vlad, because the uber is a yerech imoi, it's b'me'iman in kedushin, it already has the kedushin, even though there's no mum, but it's a yerech of the mother, and the pidyon of the mother works for the Vlad. So therefore, min ha-Torah, the Vlad has a heter. And there's an isser only midrabanan, and you have an eitzah to be makdishit l'shem oisei zavach samuch l'pidyon iman. The shita mekubetza says, according to this pshat, the taima may of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Reb Levi, the gzeir shem yigad l'adarm, it's taka only going according to Rab Chanina, because according to Rav Huna, the isser is min ha-Torah. The Shita Mekubetzas brings down another pshat in the name of the Ram. The Rav Chanina also agrees that the Isser is min ha-Torah, because Rav Chanina also agrees b'haviyasan hen kedosh, the opinion of the mother doesn't work for the Vlad, because the Kedusha only comes b'haviyasan. But Rav Chanina held that there's an Eitzah to be makdish the Vlad, to be makdish the Uber, before Haviyasan, before it comes born. And then the Kedusha of that you're being makdish this Vlad will come before the Kedusha that's Chal B'Shas B'Haviyasan. And therefore, Rav Chanina held as an Eitzah how to get out from the Isser of having the Vlad being us. You can be makdish it before it's born. And Lefi this, the Shita Mekubetza says, when you learn, according to the Ram, you have to learn that when the Gemara says, my time is Shema Yigad L'Adarim, the Gemara is not giving an Issa D'Rabban on the fear of Chanin. Chanin holds this Issa D'Raisa. Just you have an Eitzah, how to be make a Kedusha on the Vlad before it's born. So according to this Pshat, Zok Teshita, when the Gemara says, my time, and the Gemara says, Gezei Shema Yigad L'Adarim, the Gemara was explaining why the fear of Huna, there's no Eitzah, had to be makdishet samoch lepidyon iman. The Gemara was saying why, according to Rav Huna, we don't allow this Eitzah, because there's a gzeir shem yigad l'adarim. So there's the main point, l'chayr, we're taking out from the shita, for sure in Rav Huna, maybe in Rav Chanina as well, the isser of vladan, when the Mishnah says vladan asser, not like Rashi learns, the isser is gzeir shem yigad l'adarim, the isser is the isser min ha-Torah, because the pidyon of the mother does not work for the Vlad. He says this to Gemachlik, it's Rashi and the Shita. Rashi learns that the pidyon of the mother works for the Vlad, and it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. And the Shita Mekubetzas holds that the pidyon of the mother does not work for the Vlad, and therefore the Vladan is Asim and Atayr. According to the Shita, it's more Meruvach, the Lashon of the Gemara. The pidyon of the mother doesn't work for the Vlad, and the Gemara is saying this Kedusha that we have in the Vlad, what should we do with it? Should we be makriv it? It's a kedusha dechuya. It's a kedusha. It's coming from a kedusha dechuya, and we can't be paid it because there's a klishus in the kedusha. It's not a shtark or a kedusha. It's a weak kedusha. It's a kedusha that's not olim to be taifis the pidyon. Nataka, what's pshat the kedusha is weak? If we hold according to the shita mekubetzas, bavyasin and kedushin, and the pidyon of the mother doesn't work for the vlad, so why is it a weak kedusha? L'chayr, you have to say that even though the pidyon of the mother doesn't take off the kedusha, but being noilad, the fact that the mother had the pidyon, that makes a klishus in the kedusha. Just like we find from Rashi, Rashi learns that since the vlad is a tuffel to the mother, the kedusha of the mother automatically takes off the kedusha of the vlad. The pidyon of the mother automatically takes off and gants in the pidyon of the vlad. So the shita mekubetz is held on a lower level. It doesn't take off the kedusha, but it makes a klishus in kedusha, and therefore the vlad has a kedusha, but it's a kedusha that's the le'olim, and therefore you can't be paid the vlad. The shita mekubetzas in Ois Dalet asks a very important question, a very sadistic question. Frekta shita mekubetzas, according to the man de Omar, b'aviyasan hin kedoshim, which we just explained, it could be Rav Hun holds like that, maybe even Rav Chanina holds like that. Frekta shita mekubetzas, if you hold b'aviyasan hin kedoshim, if the vlad kodshim only becomes kodesh when it's born, so in our sugi where you appoint the psuli hamukdashim, you appoint the mother already, b'shas the leida, the mother is chulin. So frekta shita mekubetzas l'chayr the vlad shouldn't be a vlad kodshim. It shouldn't be asa because b'shas the leida, the mother was chulin, a very stark yisaidistik akasha. Then our sugi, we're dealing with the psuli hamukdashim sheniftu, the vlad was noilad l'achar, the pidyon. Why is the vlad kodesh? Now l'chayr, according to Rashi, it's only asa d'rabbanon. But according to the Ri and according to the Ram, comes out, it's a kedusha. It's a carbon. It's a kedusha. Frekta shita mekubetzas b'haviyasam hin kedoshim. So the mother's chulin. The vlad should be chulin as well. Zakta shita mekubetzas. There's a tziruf of two things. He says, first of all, even the mother, l'acha the pidyon, it has a kedusha to be asur in giz of avoida. Psulim kedoshim l'acha pidyon is asur giz of avoida. So the mother is not chulin gemurim. She has an isur giz of avoida. Zakta shita mekubetzas. Furthermore, va'oid, since it was nisaber before the pinyon, she says it's a tzirf of 2 points. First of all, even b'shas the leida there is an isur giza voida, and also because it was nisaber lefnei pidyonon, therefore the vlad is kodesh. Now the needs a tzarich beer. Well, what's the tzirf of these 2 points? Each one itself seemingly is not enough. The fact that it has an isur giza voida right now is not enough, because if it will be nisaber after the pinyon, then the vlad is mutter. The gemara says it's a vlad svivayil. It's a mutter in ganzen. So you see, the fact that it's also because of avoid itself is not enough, and you see the fact that it was nisaber lufnei pinyon is not enough. So what's the tziruf of these two svaras? Reb Chaim in the stencils, he's mevar geshmaka yisoid, an important yisoid. Zokter Reb Chaim, even according to the man d'amar b'aviyosan hin kedoshim, the kedusha comes mikoyach the fact that it was nisaber from a mother that was a carbon. It's the ibur which creates the kedusha. B'aviyosan hin kedoshim, the chalois of the kedusha is chal b'shas haleida b'aviyosan. Abazok Reb Chaim, b'aviyosan hin kedoshim machmas the kedusha of the mother b'shas the ibur. Dr. B'chaim, that's where the Kedusha is coming from. And that's why this Vlad is not a Vlad of a Tzvi Vayo. The Vlad, it was a Vlad which was coming mikoyach the Ibur of a carbon. So why do we need the fact that it's Asa Begiz of Avoida now? Dr. B'chaim, that's a T'nai, that since it's B'aviyasin and Kedusha, it's coming a Kedusha B'shas the Leda, it has to be the Vlad of Kodesh. That's not where the Kedusha is coming from. The Kedusha is not coming from the Leida. The Kedusha is coming from the Ibur. It's coming from the fact that it was created by a Vlad, it's created by a mother which had a Kedusha. But it has to be, there's a T'nai in the Kedusha. It could only be Chal, the Kedusha, if B'shas, the Leida, there is a Kedusha in the mother. Then it could have a Shem of a Vlad Kodshim. It could have a Shem of a B'aviyasin in Kedusha. Comes out the Iker HaKedusha is coming mikoyach the Ibur. There's just a T'nai in the Chalois that also has to be Kedusha. For that, it's enough. Gizav Avoida. So it's Memel over here where B'shas the Ibur, it had a full Kedusha. B'shas the Ibur was Koidim the Pidyon. and mikoyach that kedusha was noilad from a vlad that had a shem of a kedusha. Betzir of those two things, it's aser. Where the kedusha came from, it's not enough. It's a gizav avoid. That's a tziv ayo. It has to come from a kedusha of lufnei pidyayna. And b'shas the leida, just a kiyum for the tnai, that's enough that b'shas the leida, there was an iser giza v'avid. So far we discussed Vlad of a Balmum. We discussed when it was nis'aber before the pinyon, noilad after the pinyon. There the Mishnah says the Vlad is aser. And the Gemara discussed further when it was nis'aber l'fnei ha'pinyon, and it was noilad l'fnei ha'pinyon. The Gemara quotes as a machloikas, is a kaddish l'riya, or is a kaddish l'kariv. But there's a case the Gemara doesn't discuss. Let's say the behema, let's say the carbon would be nis'aber before it got a mum, and then it got a mum. Would that apply the same achloikas if it's kaddish l'ri or kaddish l'karv in that case? Or would we say that since it was nis'aber before it got a mum, that vlad is a kasher, a carbon, and l'kulei alma, you can be makir that vlad as a carbon? The Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Mem Aleph, he says it's pashut to him in this case, when it was nis'aber l'fnei the pidyon, that Zakta Menchas Chinuch is not coming from a Kedusha Dechuya. Since the mother was a tamim, b'shas the Ibur, so the Vlad is coming mikayach, the Kedusha of a mother was royally carved. Zakta Menchas Chinuch, it's pashut that Vlad is royally carved. There's no machloikas. The whole Sugis HaGemara says the Menchas Chinuch is all talking about when it was Nisaber, after the mother already had a mum. In the Mikdash David, in the Kuntras Binyani Kodshim, Simen Gimel is Gimel, he says in the brackets over there, he's not so sure. He says a svar, he says, if you hold Bimei Iman Hen Kedoshim, so the Yisrael HaDavar is that as the animal's created, it's created, Mikoyach the Kedusha that it's coming from. That Kedusha extends to the Uber. Zokta Mikdash David, a svara, that it could be as each stickle, as the uber grows, you know, it was nis'aber, so there's, it has some basa over there. And as it progresses, there's more basa gets added on. Zok the Mikdash David, it could be that the shtiklach, the pieces that are nitoisif, after the ibur, the pieces that are nitoisif, after it had a mum, those that chelik of the basa is a mikayach, a kedusha duchu, it's a chiddush. The Menachas Chinuch says pashtos, not like that. You look at the ibur, you look at when it was created, and from then on, it all has a din of that ibur, like it was b'shas, that it was nisaber. The Mikdash David says, no, maybe each piece that gets added on, you have to look at the mother, how it is when that piece was added on. And he says, therefore, he seems to be machmer, he seems to be noita, that even if it was nis'aber before the mother had a mum, and then the mother got a mum, you still wouldn't be able to makriv the vlad according to Manda Amar Kaddish L'Riya, because the chalakim, which were nitoisif, after the mother had a mum, those chalakim are mikayach, a kedusha dechuya, and those chalakim are not ro'i li kariv. Continuing on in the Gemara says from Rav Sheshes was a shayla if you could be matfis the vlad with a different carbon or only the carbon of the mother. And the Gemara says, we learn out from Bechor, just like Bechor, you could only be matfis it, you can't be matfis l'chol zevach sheyirtze, so too we can't be matfis l'chol zevach sheyirtze. Now Taisvis is ma'or or ha'ara. Taisvis says that by Bechor, the halacha is, you can't be matvis l'chol zevach sheyirtze. So once it was noilad, after the Bechor is born, it has a kedushas Bechor, you can't be mishanet to a different zevach. Avo b'mei imoi, while it's still in the mother's stomach, could be mishanet to zevach acher. So Taisvis over here, it's different. By psulei mukdashim, by vlad of a balmum, it's different. Because since, according to my number, mei imoi in kedushim, so over here, the vlad already has a kedush in the mother's stomach, therefore, while it's in the mother's stomach, it's like the Bukhar after it's born. Just like the Bukhar after it's born, you can't be Mishanet L'Zavach Acher. So too over here, by a Psulei Mukdashim, you can't be Mishanet to a different Zavach, even B'mei Iman, Zag Taisvis. Even according to Manda Marbav Yasin in Kedoshim, even according to Manda Amar, that the Vlad of Kodshim only becomes Kodesh with the Leida, Zag Taisvis still like Damu L'Bukhar Kodim Shinoilad. Why? Because the Vlad of Kodshim is Oimidli Kodesh Mikoyach Iman Shekedusha Kfar. A Bechor is born, the Kedusha is Neschadish with the Leida, so B'shas the Ibur, it doesn't have any Kedusha. by a vlad of kodshim, by a vlad of psulim mukdashim, the mother, it already has the kedusha and the vlad, even if it's bavyasin and kedushin, it's mikayach the kedusha of the mother, and therefore, even while it's bimei iman zaktaisus and bavyasin and kedushin, you still can't be mishana the vlad lezavach acher. Adkan divrei taisus. He's saying the Gemara says you can't be mishana zavach acher. In our sugya by psulim mukdashim, it's even bimei iman. Taisus says it's sai if you hold bimei iman and kedushim. So if you hold bavyasin and kedushim, you can't be mishana lezavach acher. Now the Rashash is Ma'irah, the Taisvah's din is very shver, because it's Mavur and the Gemara and Tamura, that according to Ma'an the Amar, Bavyasin and Kedoshim, while the Vlad is Me'iman, you could be Meshanet L'Zavachacher. So the Rashash is Ma'irah, the Divrei Taisvah's are Tamura, the din of Taisvah's, because Mavur and Tamura that if you hold Bavyasin and Kedoshim, you could be Meshanet the Vlad, be Me'iman to a different Kedusha. Mikdash David says a Gishmak is Svara to be Miyashiv the Kash of the Rashash, and he explains a chiluk between the Gemara and Tamura what Taisvis was saying. Zokter Rashash, the Gemara and Tamura is talking about a regular carbon, a carbon which is Roy Lakrava, and a carbon which is Roy Lakrava. So if you hold Bavyasin and Kedoshim, if you hold that the Kedusha is Chal Bashas Taleda, so if you want to be Makdish the Vlad, if you want to be Mishana the Vlad L'Zevach Acher, you can make a Kedusha on the Vlad, you can make it into a carbon right now. And therefore, it will come before the Kedusha that's Chal B'Havyasan, so you can be Mishana L'Zevach Acher. Zok the Mikdash David, but the Taisvis was talking about when the mother is a Balmum. And when the mother is a Balmum, really, the Uber is like a tuffle to the mother, and it's dachui. The same way the mother is a balmum and is not roi lahakrava. The uber calls man it's an uber. Zok the mikdash David. It's dachuya from hakrava. There's a dachia from the hakrava. When you want to be makdish the balmum, zok the mikdash David. When you want to be makdish the uber of a balmum, the only way you can be makdish the uber of the balmum is if you're makdish it. That will be Kaddish when it's Noilad. So it's Chaluk when you're Makdish the Uber of a regular carbon, when you're Makdish the Uber of a Bamum. When you're Makdish the Uber of a regular carbon, you're Makdish it right now. So since you're Makdish it right now, you could be, according to the Bavayasin Kaddish, you could be Mishana the Kedusha. Because right now the Uber doesn't have a Kedusha, it's like a Chaparayim. I could put on a different Kedusha, and then when it's Noilad, it's already Kaddish. Mashain came by a Balmum. When the mother is a balmum, so the vlad right now is dachui. There's no eitzah to make it a carbon right now. The only eitzah to be makdish is your makdish at lichesha yivaleid. Your makdish that it should have a din carbon when it's born. And since when it's born, it's going to be coming mikayach the kedusha of the mother. Zok the mikdash of you can't be mishanet lezevach acher. So he's saying, he's being mevar the divrei atosfos that an hour sugi that's talking about a balmum. So there you can't be mishana l'zevach acher, sai according to the man da omar. Me'iman in kedoshim, sai according to the man da aviasin in kedoshim, because it's mikoyach iman, it's lashon of tais, mikoyach iman, it's kadosh, so you can't be mishana l'zevach acher. Mashenkin by a regular carbon, there, if you hold by aviasin in kedoshim, you could be mishana l'zevach acher, koidem the havyas and koidem the leida, but zok the mikdash David. It's kayim divrei atosfos. Since Taisus is talking about the vlad of a balmum, over here you can't be mishanet lezevach acher. Sai b'meiman sai b'havyasan. It's doime to bechor after the leida that you can't be mishana by bechor balmum. You can't be mishanet even now because the kedusha even b'havyasan is only going to be chal lechesheyivali. That's the oifen how to be chal the kedusha. The Rashash wasn't mechalik. The Rashash assumed that if you can be Makat, if Bavyasin and Kedushin, you can make a Kedusha. You can be Mishanet Lezevach Acher in the Uber, so he held the Vlad of Abamomos, you can be Mishanet Lezevach Acher. But the Mikdash David is learning that there's a Dechia Mikoyach, the mother, and the only way you can be Makdash the Uber is Lechshei Valid, and Lechshei Valid, therefore you can't be Mishanet Lezevach Acher.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.